Rob, you've worked for the city of Eureka for roughly 5 years and held six different positions during that time in three different departments. That's quite a bit of mobility. So the city of Homer needs continuity in the city manager position. How will you deliver that? What's your five-year plan?
So the reason I've kind of bounced through divisions within the city is I've been trying to amass a body of work so that I could do a city manager type job. So, you know, that role is kind of what I've been looking for. And so I can, you know, kind of sit back and look at that, you know, five-year plan of how do we take all these, you know, different planning documents and other things that the city's put together, council direction, and actually get somewhere with it. So I've been kind of collecting the tools. You know, that's sort of like what a lot of my time in Eureka was about, is, you know, getting the experience. So like I've dealt with solid waste and recycling. I've permitted, you know, things on the coast in California, which is a pretty difficult thing to do.
During your previous interview with the city council, we had the opportunity to listen to that. At the end, when you were given an opportunity to ask questions, your first one had to do with homelessness and drug addiction. And that caught my attention really well. It was a really astute question for somebody coming to a new community who might be really working with those kinds of issues. So what expertise, experience, opinions regarding these, both on kind of a local level and a broader level, might you have? And how do you see the city manager as being useful in addressing these difficult issues?
Part of why I asked that is, and I believe it was Councilmember Lord who mentioned that, you know, that kind of stuff comes from the borough. It doesn't come from the city, that kind of health and human services kind of thing. And that's the same thing here. Humboldt County is the one who's supposed to provide those services, but they're not really doing it to a level that works for us, frankly. And so we've tried to find ways to get into the mix of that to find kind of offbeat solutions. So when I was in the Parks and Rec department, we used Parks and Rec staff and Parks and Rec programming to, you know, reach out to people with, say, you know, barriers to traditional employment, like they were homeless or they'd been arrested before, they had drug problems. And we had we call it like a pathway to payday program, where we partnered with a local shelter and put them through like a multi-day course of, you know, like this is how you do a job interview. This is how you like talk about your resume. And we did, you know, kind of mock interviews with people. And then the city, we used our connections to bring in folks to do real interviews with folks. And so a lot of people got jobs through, you know, cleaning services or banks or other things. Like, you know, they had skill sets or things that were kind of hidden in there. And we used our abilities, you know, through recreation program or whatever to kind of build that up and help people out.
Do you have a particular style of leadership that was ever demonstrated before you that was inspiring?
You know, there's some that I've seen, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I've been in the military where I had some sergeants or officers who were just like really incredible, you know, leaders of people, but that doesn't translate into my life today. You know, I guess certain elements of it do, but the way they did it doesn't. But I really quite like enjoyed and appreciated one of my previous city managers. Because he was really good at kind of like finding like a center of the room, finding like a calmness and getting a lot of stuff done without a lot of drama.
Do you have any experience involving a project with the Corps of Engineers? And if so, brief description of the project and what role you had in that process. Thank you.
The most recent thing that we've done out here with the Corps of Engineers is dredging. So we have in Humboldt Bay, there's federal and non-federal channels that need to be dredged. We have a pretty epic amount of silt that comes from all the rivers into the bay and makes it difficult for us to, you know, have marinas and things like that if we don't dredge regularly. Through the fishing community sustainability projects, I've had some kind of non-municipal experience with folks in the Corps. But in terms of doing like a really big core project, that's not a thing that, you know, I've had a chance to do because we haven't really done that as a city in quite a long time besides just our maintenance dredging.
I think the committee's right. I think the lack of city manager experience, I mean, we'd all love to have a package that we tie up in a bow, but he's smart and he's, you know, he sounds motivated and he wants to be here, and council likes him. And it sounds like, you know, it could be a good fit and working together, which is very important. I like the fact that he's collaborative, because I think we have really strong, experienced department heads. And so that works. I think we should make a recommendation.